So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Ad Masay Shal Nesagichamim. Until when do we ask for rain? Rehuda Omer, Hachiyavar HaPesach. Rehuda says, until after Pesach. Remeir, Hachiyetzi Nisan. Remeir says, until the end of Nisan. Shenema, V'yarilachem Geshem, Meir Umalkish Barishan. As the Pasuk says, he made rain fall for you, Yer Umalkish, in the first month. The Gemara questions this verse because Yer, the first rain, falls during Cheshvan, not Nisan. Yechon explains that this pasuk is from the book of Yoel, where after a 7-year famine that included a 4-year plague of locusts, Hashem provided Yireh rain in Nisan, even though it normally only falls in Cheshvan. The Gemara now details the miracles from the times of Yoel. That year no rain had fallen, even after Adar had ended. On the first of Nisan, the first rainfall came down, and Yoel told them, Tzu v'zara, go out and plant the fields. But the people said, Yichlenu v'yichya, or yitzrenu v'yomas. Should we eat what we have and live, or plant it and die? Yael said, plant it anyway. A miracle occurred, and they found grain in the walls and in ant holes. They then planted for the next 3 days, and the rain fell again on the 5th of Nisan. Hikrivu Omer b'shisha asar b'nisan. They were able to bring the carbon Omer from the new grain on the 16th of Nisan. Grain that normally took 6 months to grow, now grew in 11 days. It is this miracle that the Pasuk in Tehillim is referring to, Hazarim bedima berinu yitzeru. Those who planted with tears will reap it with joy. The next Pasuk there also refers to these miracles. Halach yelech uvachai, naisemesh lechazara. Rehuda explains that as the ox pulled the plow and the seed was being sowed, the ox was crying, but the grain grew so quickly that on its way back, eich lechaziz menatelem, it ate the newly sprouted grain from the furrow. This is what the next pasuk means, by Yavai Verina, he will return with joy. Nois alumaisiv means, Kana zeresh shibaylim zaresim, the stalk was one handspan, and the ear measured 2 handspans, which Rashi says is a great miracle since normally the stalk is 3 or 4 times the length of the ear. The Gemara then discusses the terrible famine that preceded this miraculous harvest. Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchak, what did they eat during the 7 years of famine? Rabbi Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yechon, who said that in the first year, achlu masha bebatim, they ate the food in their houses. In the second year, achlu masha besadis, they ate what was in the fields. In the third year, basa behematayra, they ate the meat from kosher animals. In the fourth year, basa behematmeya, they ate the meat of non-kosher animals. In the fifth year, basa shkatsim urmasim, they ate bugs and creeping creatures. In the sixth year, besar b'nehim ubneisehim, they ate their own children. In the seventh year, besar zeraisehim, they ate the flesh of their own arms. This fulfilled the verse, Ish besar zeroi yecheilu, each man will eat the flesh of his arm. The Gemara relates 5 other teachings where Rabbi Yitzchak quotes Rabbi Yechonon to answer a question of Rav Nachman. Regarding this verse, Bekir b'cha kadosh v'le'ova b'ir, there is something holy amongst you and I will not come into your city. Rav Nachman asked, because of something holy Hashem won't enter the city? Rabbi Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yechonon that the pasuk means, until the Holy One is amongst you in the earthly Jerusalem, I will not come into the city of Jerusalem in heaven. We know there is a Jerusalem in heaven because the pasuk says, Yerushalayim habanuya ki'ir shechurba lo yachtav. The built up Jerusalem will be like the city which is joined together with it. There is another city joined with the earthly Jerusalem, and as Rashi explains, V'heichin emloy lamala, where else would it be if not in heaven? Next, Rabbi Yechonon's quote explained the following verse. Uva'achas yivaru v'yichzalu musa havalim eitzu. He said, Achas yishem ve'eres rishoim b'gehenim. There is one transgression which burns the wicked in Gehenim. This avoid desire. Rashi explains that the word uva'achas is being translated literally and with one. And the root of yivaru is to burn. The stupid person in the pasuk is considered wicked. The word hevel refers to avoid desire because the same word is used in another pasuk that refers to avoid desire. Next, Rav Nachman asked about this verse. Kishtayim rois osa ami. For my nation has committed 2 acts of evil. But as Rashi says, there are 24 transgressions listed in the book of Yechezkel, or it refers to the 24 books of Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah, and they violated all of them. Rabbi Yechonon is quoted that Achas hishkula kishtayim. It refers to one aver which is considered 2, namely avodah zarah. This is based on the pasuk, Aisi azvu makori mayim chayim lachzav lahem be'eris nishbarim. They have abandoned me, the source of living water, to dig for themselves broken cisterns. Worshipping idols is like committing to averus, abandoning Hashem, and following the idols. Next, the pasuk says, "Vehikash zaken Shmuel." The prophet Shmuel was so old, but as Rav Nachman, he was only 52 when he died. Rav Yechlin answers, "Zikna kavtzalav." Old age came upon him suddenly, and his hair turned white. When Shaul did not properly follow the command of Hashem, Hashem decided that Shaul must die. However, Shmuel kept on praying to Hashem to save Shaul. Hashem, so to speak, then listed his options. Shaul cannot die immediately because Shmuel will not allow it. Shmuel cannot die immediately because if Shmuel will die young, people will say that Shmuel had sinned to warrant an early death. On the other hand, the time for David's reign is very soon to arrive, and a malchus nagaz b'chaverta felik malay nima. The reign of one king cannot impede on another's even by hairbreadth. Therefore, Hashem decided, ekfitz alav zikna, I will make Shmuel age before his time, so that his death will be viewed as natural. However, the Gemara asks, u'mimitri gavr mikme gavr? Does one person get pushed aside for another? Would Hashem let Shmuel die earlier so that David could begin his reign? The Gemara says yes, and proves it from a pasuk that says Hashem killed the prophets b'imreifi, with the words of his mouth. B'maseim lo nemar, ela b'imreifi. It doesn't say they were killed for something they had done. They were killed by a decree from Hashem, similar to this case in which Shmuel died by divine decree. Next, Rabbi Yechon is quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak during a meal, when Rav Nachman asked him to say some words of Torah. He said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, E'masichin besuda, shemiyakn mikana leveshet v'yevel desakana. One should not speak while eating, lest the windpipe precedes the esophagus, which would put him in danger. After the meal, Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Yaakov Avinu lo imes. Yaakov Avinu never died. Even though he was eulogized and embalmed and buried, Rabbi Yitzchak said he learned it from a pasuk. Hashem said he will save Yaakov together with the Jewish people, when the pasuk says, Hinu meshiyacha merachig vezaracha, I will save you from afar and your children. Mazar b'chaim afu b'chaim, just like his children will be alive, he will also be alive. The Gemara continues with two conversations between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. First, they discuss the incredible beauty of Rachav, and that whoever knew her and mentioned her name would have a seminal discharge. The second conversation was when they were about to say goodbye to each other, and Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak to bless him. He related a famous mashal, a parable. A man came upon an ilan sheperis of mesukin, a tree with sweet fruits, pleasant shade, and a stream flowing beneath it. He ate from the fruits and enjoyed all the benefits of the tree. Before leaving, he said, Ilan, Ilan, Bama Verechacha, tree, O tree, with what can I bless you? You lack for nothing. All I can say is, may it be the will of Hashem that all the shoots planted from you be like you. Rav Yitzchak said the same to Rav Nachman, you already have Taira, Aishur, Banim, Taira, wealth, and children. May it be the will of Hashem that your offspring be like you.